8:05. It's Elliot in the Morning. Thanks again to Mr. Mark Messier for checking in today. I thought I behaved myself well.
You weren't embarrassing at all.
No, I really wasn't. No, you know what, Diane? That's the pro in me coming out. By the way, Mel B, Spice Girl Mel B, will be on with us. I'm going to say a half hour from now, but it'll be very close. Could be 5 minutes before, could be 5 minutes after. And then we will also talk to Ron Livingston this morning. He's got a movie that's out in theaters this weekend. Looks pretty good. True story. Music Within is the name of the movie. Also, some Redskins tickets are on the way. Let me get back to our friend Jessica.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good, thanks.
Good. Did you enjoy Mark Messier?
Oh, yeah, that
was... A very nice man. Jessica, when we last left you, you were still changing your sex.
Mm-hmm.
What line of questioning were we going down? Oh, the would you hook up with a guy as a woman but not tell the guy? But you would.
I would definitely, you know, just for my own safety.
Right.
I certainly would. You know, a lot of people choose not to, but...
Is that true? Like a lot of them, once they make the switch, that would be it?
I wouldn't say a lot. You know, there are a number of people that do pass well as a woman, and you know, you would never tell
right.
on the street or even intimately.
Hey, Jessica, let me ask you this: do you think you'll ever get to a point where you like right now? And I understand that you're going through it. You're very open about it. You go to conventions. You'll discuss it. You'll go to, like, I think Kyle said that you spoke at Mason at one point.
University of Maryland. Yeah.
At Maryland. Do you think, though, that at some point when you're done with the procedure, let's say you're a couple of years into it, where you're tired of being that woman, where you could see yourself want to go, you know what, let's, you know, assuming that you're still with your partner, where you would say, you know what, let's just move to Seattle. I'm just making something up. And let's just go live as Jessica and other woman and just live as women and not as that woman.
Well, you know, I mean, right now, that's pretty much the way I live, you know, where I live right now.
No,
leaving behind the public speaking thing.
Public speaking thing. I mean, at work and like we start off by saying, like, people at work know, and eventually just to go someplace where they don't know any differently other than, hey, we have a new employee, her name's Jessica, and you exist completely and solely as a woman.
Oh, sure.
But not as a woman who has gone through, you know, the transgender process.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely plan to do that at some point. I just really love my job right now, so...
Right. No, and that's fine. I just wonder if at some point you would go, okay, that chapter of my life is done.
Mm-hmm.
Now I just want to go be Jessica. I don't want to be that woman, Jessica.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, day-to-day living, absolutely. But I definitely think that I will... stick to, you know, being in a supportive role for other girls going through the same process.
Right.
And you know, it's really hard when you're going through it because there are a lot of people that aren't open about it. And the one thing that you're desperately looking for is somebody that has been through it and is completely open about, you know, what you're going to go through.
Hey, what is the percentage in the transgender world? In the transgender world, what percentage go male to female like you versus female to male?
Oh, it's
like
really,
Kyle.
It's really hard to tell, mainly because a lot of the female to males tend to blend in a lot better because once they go on testosterone treatment, you know, basically they just grow the beard, the voice drops.
Yes.
Everything just falls into place pretty much.
Right. So you think they've got it easier. Going female to male, you think that's easier?
Not entirely. I mean, they have other things. You know, they've got to, you know, they'll generally have a mastectomy a slightly modified version to sort of reshape it into a more masculine chest.
Right.
And plus right now, the surgical options... you know, down there aren't nearly as advanced as male to female. So
right.
So they have it a lot tougher in that department.
Huh. All right. Let me go to line two. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Pia.
Who?
Pia.
Hi, Pia. Say hi to Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Pia.
Yes, and Pia, what can I do for you?
I have a question for Jessica.
Yes.
And when she gets her new vagina, will she be able to have a real orgasm?
Actually, yes. The way that they do it is they basically what started out as the head of the penis, and that ultimately becomes the
man in the boat. Penis. Yes.
And they keep that all connected. So
okay.
So very, very much so. And from what I've heard from people that have had surgery as well, the orgasm that you have is very much closer to what a woman would have. That they've done brain mapping to.
Oh really?
To confirm the different experience, and apparently it really does feel very different because, you know.
Well, that Diane got hers off of a cadaver. All right, Pia. Thank you very much. That is an excellent question. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
What's wrong, Diane? Hi, Ellie in the morning. Hello?
Yeah, this is Luke.
Hey, Luke, say hi to Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, how are you?
Hey, Luke. Well, thanks.
I just had a quick question. Assuming you and your partner now have anal sex, right? Is that true, or?
Right now, no.
You don't have any type of anal sex?
I personally am not really too, I mean, I've tried it, but. It's not
that's
the,
just not the your
best,
thing,
not,
right?
Not the best thing in the world.
Yeah, amen.
Oh, okay. Well, then that really shuts down my question.
All right, good. I'm kind of happy that it did.
Phew, that one easy.
No, I think if I had to guess, the question would be, is that something that you would continue doing?
But, well, if I liked it, then certainly.
Right,
but,
right.
Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to be really careful, and most people...
I'll give it a PLL statement.
Well, enough said.
Exactly. line one. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hey, Ellie.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Your name, please?
Timmy.
I'm sorry?
Timmy.
Timmy, say hi to Jessica, please.
How you doing, Jessica?
I'm doing well, thank you. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a question. I was just wondering, you said you were a guy that went to a woman, right?
In the process, yes.
In that process, yes.
Yes.
All right. I was wondering, would you possibly hook up with a woman that went to be a man?
If I found the right person, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's an excellent question. No, seriously.
Well, you know, being bisexual, I'm more really focused on the person rather than.
Oh, stop! Stop with your high and mighty attitude.
No, I'm lucky in that regard. You
know, no, come on. No, but you know what? Let me ask you this. Yes. Jessica, are you more attracted to a female, not on yourself, but on a partner? Are you more attracted to a female body or a male body? And don't give me any of this BS of, you know, about the person.
I would say right now probably slightly more towards men than women. So that has changed over the last year or so that I've been on hormones. Because it used to be more in favor of women than men, but, you know.
You know, but I'll tell you, though, and that I find it curious. You're more attracted to the male body. Pardon me. And then, by the way, you won't be able to do that after February. So you're more attracted to a male body, yet you're with somebody you know that's giving that up.
Yeah.
I find that very curious.
As I say, that's not that important to me. Sure, it's important, but, you know, there are other ways of manipulating.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Are there any things that you do right now where, like, even though you're supposed to be living as a woman, that you find yourself that you do? I don't want to say half-ass, but like you kind of cheat a little bit, and you still kind of do guy things, even though you're supposed to. That you just don't know any better because you still are a guy.
I don't really think so. I made a very conscious effort right, you know, in the beginning stages to, you know, to get used to, you know, changing mannerisms and things like that.
Right. Like, I mean, it's like when you were Jason, like, would you be like with a group of all your friends? This may be a horrible example, but like, would you be with a group of all your friends as Jason and just, you know, just right in front of them?
Probably not, no.
Hey, that's just me.
But, you know, I wouldn't have done that years ago.
Anyway. Me, Tyler, everybody does it.
Tyler doesn't do that.
No, but I wonder, is there anything male that you're going to miss?
No, not at all.
Really?
No.
And where is the surgery done?
I'm going to a lady by the name of Marcy Bowers in Trinidad, Colorado.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in Trinidad. So, all right, very good. Let me grab one more, then I'm going to let you go. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
I have a question. After they remove your testicles, are you still at risk for things like prostate cancer, or did they remove everything?
They do leave the prostate in place. However,
thank God.
Well, that's actually where some of the
the
sensation comes from. But
yep.
Anyway, they do leave that in place. However, with the hormone treatments, the prostate shrinks considerably. So, you know, with there being less tissue, your risk for prostate cancer drops dramatically.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's good news right there. Well, there's almost a reason, isn't it?
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
We did find out during a commercial break earlier that if George Clooney had something wrong with his prostate, Diane would not help that. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Last call, then I really have to go.
Hello, is this me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Sarah. Hi, hey. Jessica.
Hi.
Hi, I want to know, after your operation, are you able to have, like, feeling down there?
Very much so. That was one of the first questions that was asked.
Okay,
feeling down there is definitely
important, sure. Paramount.
It just takes some time for the brain to sort of figure out where everything is.
Sure.
Obviously, once it's moved around, you know, for the first bit,
so all the nerves
feel
are
them
be
in
there.
Well, honey, you sound somebody who's considering going through the process
or setting up a joke.
No, definitely not.
All right, very good. I appreciate.
You
thank you,
Dr. D's.
All right, so Jessica, I want to. The next time I want to talk to you is right before the surgery takes place in February.
Okay, I'll definitely give you a call.
Yeah, I think that would be good, and then we'll check in afterwards, and I'm going to want to see that.
I'll definitely consider it.
All right, yes, well you should. I'm not going to photo it, but I'd like to get. I've never seen a fake one.
Well, I might just wait a few months after the.
Yeah, no, you want the. Wait, hold on. Yes, Tyler.
And don't worry, Jessica, he's not going to photo it. I guess that means take a photo.
Yeah, you got it. She understands. She understands. The transgenders know what I'm saying. All right, Jessica, it's very nice to talk to you again, honey.
Okay, well, nice to talk to you, too.
All right, talk to you later.